Now, a reaction from the Middle East to President Bush's speech yesterday on democracy in the region, which sketched by many accounts a new approach. The president said that the U.S. has gained nothing in the way of security from supporting friendly but undemocratic regimes for the last 60 years. We're going to hear reaction from two Arab journalists in a moment. The president challenged governments throughout the region to lead the way toward democracy, and one country he cited in particular was Egypt.
The great and proud nation of Egypt has shown the way toward peace in the Middle East and now should show the way toward democracy in the Middle East.
We spoke with Hisham Kassim, publisher of the Cairo Times, which is Egypt's largest English language weekly. He says transformation is already brewing in the Middle East.
We've already seen quite a lot of unexpected changes happening in the Middle East, things like human rights conferences in Saudi Arabia, or talk of political reform in Egypt, elections taking place all across. And that was as soon as people realized that there's an upcoming invasion of Iraq. I think once the situation is stabilized in Iraq, we're going to see a much faster pace of reform.
What is the relationship between the U.S. war in Iraq and whatever impetus there is for political change in Arab countries?
Nothing short of a military presence in the region was going to force the regimes to start reforming. If it was going to be a political engagement, it would take another 1,000 years or so.
What actually might happen, do you think, in your country, in Egypt, in the way of democratic reform that would some way express the ideas that President Bush is embracing?
Well, you see, if we don't go ahead with democratic reform and Iraq becomes the democratic and stabilizing force in the Middle East, Egypt is going to be rendered irrelevant. Once that's stabilized and goes ahead, Egypt will have to start the political reform.
You're assuming that at some point Iraq is going to be stabilized, and if it is a country that is populous, oil-rich, and democratic, that then becomes the center of the Arab world?
Yes.
A challenge to Egypt in that case.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Egypt has been busy making itself irrelevant over the past 50 years or so. But something like that would really just push it out of the power circle.
Do people care what the President of the United States says about any of this at this point?
People hardly know. I mean, you know, if you walk around asking on the street if anybody had heard the speech or cares about it, the answer would probably be no.
Hisham Kassim is publisher of the Cairo Times. It's Egypt's largest English language weekly. Spoke to us from Cairo. Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure.
And now we turn to Khaled Al-Maina, who's editor-in-chief of Arab News, an English language daily in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, did the president's speech get more play in your country?
I don't think so. It came on a Thursday, which is a holiday, and if today's Friday, people were more involved in Ramadan and fasting and worship. But by and large, people did hear about it on the radio and on satellite TV. There were some comments, and we had some calls from people. They were a bit skeptical about the whole thing.
Skeptical about the American president calling for democratic reform, and presumably in Saudi Arabia would be one of the countries you'd be talking about.
Yeah, he did. I mean, in fact, he commended Saudi Arabia and some other countries like Oman and Bahrain for taking some steps for elections and for local elections. And there is an evolutionary process now in Saudi Arabia. And the president seems to have commented on that thing that he has heard about.
What did you think of Mr. Kassim, the Egyptian journalist's sentiments that the war in Iraq is actually giving more impetus to reform throughout the region?
I think if an Iraq is stabilized and if there is some semblance of a civil society, that could also be an example of things to come. Remember, we are states that need to upgrade our political systems. Talking about the Gulf and Saudi Arabia in particular, it's not a repressive state, but any form of civil society or development would be welcome.
You say Saudi Arabia is not a repressive state, and yet it's not a state with the national parliament, say, that's actually legislating, is it?
Well, different strokes for different folks. We have the Consultative Council, which has been set up a decade or so ago. I was pretty skeptical and cynical myself, But right now, when you are inside that quote-unquote parliament or council, and you see the issues and the subjects being discussed, I think it has all the hallmarks of Westminster or at a later stage, a Capitol Hill type of thing, because the issues being discussed these days are very crucial to our society and our future.
But is it popularly elected?
At the moment, no, but if you see the composition, they represent all walks of society, they represent all the regions, and I think there will be a stage in the near future when these people will be going through those doors, through the ballot.
When you hear President Bush say that there should be democratic reform in the Middle East, but obviously it's not going to look like American democratic reform, it'll be something culturally at home, do you hear him saying that the Saudi royal family is capable of presiding over a process of evolutionary reform that would be very satisfactory to an American president in terms of democracy?
What I would really like is that we evolve a system that is suitable for Saudi society. Now, the Saudi royal family is the glue that holds this country together. And I think if it acts as a catalyst for change, I think that will be much more useful for all of us than pleasing somebody out. We would really like to do things our way. And I'm an optimist by nature, and I think there are many people who believe if we do things in a correct way, we can really overcome these obstacles that are around us.
As you said, the speech occurred on a holiday for Saudis.
Yes, sir. Thursday evening, it's Friday, and today is Friday, Ramadan. But the newspapers, all of them, reported it. But also it was clouded by one thing. When the president spoke about democracy and all, he seems to have left out the right of the determination, self-determination for the Palestinian people. And this always crops up. Now, it's very difficult for somebody in America who always would ask, why do these people bring this up? But this is very crucial to all of us, because if a model of democracy is to be implemented, then I think it should be a blanket thing for all the Middle East.
Mr. Al-Mayna, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Khaled Al-Mayna, who is the editor of the English-language Arab News, spoke to us from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia.